I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And we're talking with Michelle Woodfork this hour about why she wants to be the sheriff of Orleans Parish. She was the interim police chief under Mayor LaToya Cantrell at the time that allegations were raised that the mayor and one of Woodfork's officers were involved in an extramarital affair and allegedly committing payroll fraud amidst other allegations. Newell, this has to be an issue in this race.
Yeah, absolutely. I wanted to get your take on the conversation that you had with the mayor relative to reinstituting or bringing Jeffrey Vappe back on in his position, if you would.
Well, as you know, as superintendent, you serve at the pleasure of the mayor. And so they call on you to ask you to do different things. In this particular time, it was something that I did not agree with. And so we had a disagreement about reassigning him back to her executive protection team, and also about exonerating him on a PIB case. And, you know, integrity is doing something when no one else knows about it and no one else is watching and knowing the consequences of that. And as you know, without getting into the woods too much, because there is a federal, you know, a current federal prosecution that is going on, I'm always going to do the right thing. Knowing now what I know, what was going to happen, I would still make the same decision because it was the right decision. It was the fair thing to do. It was the only way that I could look other officers in the face. I couldn't readily exonerate someone who I knew was in violation of two different violations and exonerate him and look into the faces of the other officers and give them and discipline them. Just wasn't right. It wasn't fair. And again, at the end of the day, I'm always going to do what's right, no matter what the political cost.
So the long and short of it is you told her no.
Absolutely no.
You did not exonerate him, but he did return to be her personal bodyguard after an initial suspension, correct?
Not my decision.
Whose decision was it?
She is the mayor. She was my boss. She is ultimately decided against what I suggested.
But she could not decide against your refusal to exonerate him.
Absolutely not. I signed it. I called her and some things were said, and this is where we are.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.